Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for being a wonderful God, the big and beautiful. And I thank you, Father God, your beauty is found in your word. You have predestined us. Predestined is also like elected us to be holy, blameless in your sight, in love. And so we thank you, Father God, for the great love and the great plan and purpose you have for us and everything. We think also of this world. You didn't need us to come and say we should do it this way or should do it that way. You made it all, and you made it all beautiful. And as your word says, as you said, it is good. It is good. And then the final trophies was mankind. And I thank you, Father God, with that beautiful picture and tapestry complete, you said, come, let us make man in our image and likeness. So thank you, Father God, that everything that you have made is good, Father God, and elected for purpose and destiny. So we thank you that you have called us out of darkness, out of the deception, out of the contradictions, out of the lies, to know the truth, to walk in the light as you in the light. So we thank you. We thank you for being elected, Father God, by your love to make our election sure by staying with you every step of the way. So this day is just another day, Lord. Your will be done. Your kingdom come in every way. In Jesus' name.
We are reading Matthew 24 from verse 22 to 28. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Then, if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, here he is in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together.
Sure. You know, just reading this and just thinking about it, you know, and you got to measure the word with the word, compare scripture with scripture. God has already said in that, praise you, Father, you have chosen to reveal this to children. And then who was he speaking about? The disciples that had listened to him, and then the signs and the wonders came, and he told them, don't rejoice because of the signs and the wonders, but rejoice because your name is written in heaven. Your name written in heaven is saying, you are elected. You are precious. God's got a plan with your life. And so also, times he also said to the disciples, the people in the past, they would love to have known what you know, but you know, you have eyes to see, you have ears to hear. So we can see who's the elect here. It's the disciples. It's the ones that Jesus came into this world shining like a light and then called others, the disciples, out of the darkness into the light. And so the elect here is the believers. It's so important. And believers are disciples, dedicated followers. That's what we need to so take hold of. And I say this because I go back to Matthew 22, we see there the persecution of the Jews that's going to come because they've chosen not to walk in their election, not to follow the king and listen to the king. And he talks about them, the army's going to come in and destroy them. So it's still all in the same light, guys. This is a judgment coming to the world at that beginning stages of the reality of the kingdom coming to earth as it is in heaven. And this is the persecution that's going on that he's talking about. And just as there, he's also told them, when you see this happen, when you see Titus and his armies coming, then you must flee to the mountains of Judea. So that was the way of escape. And the word tells us clearly, we will not be tested beyond what we can handle, and he will show us the way of escape. So it's about making our election sure is to listen to the Lord, do what he tells you, and then you are closing yourselves in righteousness. You are busy with righteousness. So, yeah, back to Matthew 22, because there we see, what did he bring in? He brought in this mighty feast. What is the feast? The bringing the goodness of God, the goodness of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and then the partaking of each and everyone's inheritance, filling themselves daily with the goodness of God so as to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. I go back to Isaiah 32 as I quote that. But you see, there's no lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock, if Jesus, the Father, the Holy Spirit, the love of the Word, is not our light in the darkness, our river in the desert, the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. So being disciples, understanding that God made us, he made the world, and he knows the best for everything, and it's staying in tune as we're doing today again, another day. Lord, your will this day as well. Stay in tune, follow, stay close to the Lord. So that's what it means to be a child, to be saved, to stay in your calling. You stay, and when you stay in your calling, you stay in your election. And this is what we see here. The disciples stayed, listened, and they left the example of being children of the living God for the world. Because what has happened, it's come from those times, through the times of persecution, and it's come down to the world. And it's that same type of fragrance, it's the same type of dedication that the disciples showed and the Lord endorsed, is what we must show and endorse in our own lives here. Because the body, mankind outside, the body of mankind outside there is dead without Jesus. And when it's dead without Jesus, as vultures are around partaking, lying, stealing, killing, and destroying, who would that be? That's the devils. That's the powers and principalities of darkness. That's deceiving the nations. But then there is the eagles as well. And that's the children of the living God, walking in tune with their God. So we choose not to be vultures. We choose not to listen to all the other wrong voices, as Jesus is pointing out here. So, because we know he's coming, is just like the sun, as speaking here as well. The light that comes from one side and then shines onto the other side. So we stay in tune with our God. And when he gives us light, when he gives us revelation, then we give it even back to him and say, Lord, your will be done. And then he works in us to will and to do. And then so there's a time to will, and then there's a time to do, and then we do it. So we take hold of God working in us to will and to do, and not listen to all other voices. If God doesn't endorse anything that has been said, we don't walk in it. So we stay in tune with our God. He has bought us with a price. We are his temples, and he's at home with us now. And what we need to have, he shines into our heart through the Holy Spirit. Romans 5, verse 5, he pours his love into our heart through the Holy Spirit. So with the new creations, tapping into the newness of God's time, God's purpose, his goodness for this age, amen? That age passed, and the people that came through it, that are raised and seated in heavenly places, are the elect, and the others have chosen to neglect the God quality of life. So they've chosen doom and destruction. We have got to stay in tune. We've got to stay walking with our God, and we've got to stay working out our own salvation with fear and trembling, because it is God that is working mightily in us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.